Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Rural hospitals are shuttering at an alarming rate nationwide, and Tennessee has the highest closure rate per capita in the country. Wes Ward is the mayor of Linden. The town of about 1,000 people on the Buffalo River is 90 miles west of Nashville. He and his neighbors watched surrounding hospitals close one by one before watching their own go dark in 2020.
There was something definitely wrong somewhere. Some red tape, some bureaucracy, something that was causing the closure of so many. I mean, it wasn't just a coincidence that all these small communities lost their hospital at one time.
Linden's luck turned in September. It took years of navigating the legal system, along with advocating for policy changes at the State House, gutting the building and replacing its equipment. But a new buyer got the Perry County Community Hospital open again. You'll hear more on today's episode of This is Nashville. If you go online or wherever you get your podcasts, it's about solutions to fill the gaps in rural healthcare. These are the first stories in a series called Healthcare Hollow. This is made possible in part by the Foundation for the National Institute for Healthcare Management. Tennessee is close to passing legislation that would ease childcare costs for families. Republicans and Democrats are each supporting proposals to eliminate some of the red tape to open a childcare center and allow high school students to work in a childcare facility for class credit. One measure calls for using taxes from vape sales to help families pay for childcare. Supporters of the bills say many young families are unable to make ends meet on basic household expenses. Women in Tennessee prisons are suing the state over access to content they had on state-owned computer tablets. The Tennessean reports the plaintiffs say they were promised the letters, photos, songs, and games were their own property. One woman says the last words from her dead mother were lost when materials were not transferred to new tablets. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.